On this Monday, let's check the weather forecast with Mark Russo at Wrist Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. Hey, Mark, thanks so much for being with us today. You had a busy Monday, started off with your storm mode webinars, and I wrote on Twitter because I think this is true. Every meteorologist I know goes into storm mode when there's weather that is going to inflict damage or pain on either people or property or both. And I got it. I got the whole storm mode title to it. So I know you and John Davis were working hard on that. And if people want to know more about that, they can, I guess they probably can just go to riskpulse.com. And I assume it's there somewhere where they can sign up for those webinars, because you're going to do it again tomorrow, right? And we're talking about Marco and Laura, and we're going to do that right now too. So let's start there. First, can they sign up for the webinar online at riskpulse.com?
Yes, Todd. For listeners here, just go to riskpulse.com and you can register for our storm mode webinar, which again will be daily until the threats have been alleviated, which might be Thursday at the earliest, but yeah, much of this week. And then you can also learn more about Wrist Pulse and to subscribe to our Sunrise application. Yeah, you can learn more on our website.
All right. So since we're promoting stuff, because I'll have a webinar on Tuesday as well, I'll be moderating one of the Farm Doc Daily webinars. This one on farmland prices, we've talked about it a couple of times already. That's at 11 o'clock tomorrow. So those who want to come into that webinar can look at farmdocdaily.illinois.edu and look for the webinars link. You'll find it and get started. We'll talk about farmland tomorrow. Now, let's do talk about Marco to begin with and Laura. This is doesn't happen very often. I think you guys said twice in the last, recorded time that we've had a couple come into the United States, the Gulf of Mexico, at the same time. So this is a very rare occasion.
Yeah, this is certainly one for the record books. I guess it could even be more impressive if we had two hurricanes in the Gulf of Mexico simultaneously. That's never occurred. But the fact that we have Tropical Storm Marco right now, and then also, Tropical Storm Laura, which will become Hurricane Laura in the Gulf of Mexico either tomorrow or Wednesday, it's only happened. We had two named storms in the Gulf of Mexico simultaneously in the past 100 plus years, which makes this a very unique situation. And also the area of impact is going to be pretty close, if not the same area, which also makes the situation unique, since the impacts are happening in just a few days of one another.
Yeah, so they're going to happen within that region from New Orleans to Houston or thereabouts, and depending on which one you're talking about, it either come in closer to New Orleans or closer to, in between the two, I guess, with Laura. And the tracks are entirely different, but they will impact crops in the Delta region, which stretches from southern Illinois all the way to southeastern Louisiana. What do you see in the way of an impact?
Yeah, well, I guess first off for Marco is the smallest threat here, as the storm continues to weaken and likely will become a remnant low and dissipate about 48 hours from now. The bigger concern is with Laura. And especially for agriculture and the Delta region, depending on the exact track of Laura here, at least of all the U.S. crop belt, that's the main crop belt to be likely impacted to some extent. Right now, based on the current track of Laura, we do anticipate landfall coming up later on Wednesday night or very early Thursday morning in southwest Louisiana or far southeast Texas. And with that, some of the core wind and higher rainfall totals will be in the Delta, especially the kind of western half of the Delta. And so that is at least the zone of higher risk with potential issues. I guess right now it doesn't look like a direct hit, but that still is in the realm of possibilities, and we'll come down to the exact track of Laura making landfall here in the middle part of this week.
Yeah, so I was taking a look at what the predicted track appears to be and is often the case, moving northward through Arkansas, and then once you get to along the Mississippi River, relatively speaking, and once you get to the Ohio River Valley, they tend to make a hard right, and this one does. Does that mean that Tennessee, Kentucky, Southern Illinois, parts of Southern Indiana, Ohio will get rainfall? Missouri, too, I suppose.
Yeah, it's certainly looking like the most likely situation here, especially, well, southeast Missouri and into the Boot Heel, far southern Illinois and Indiana with the acreage around the Ohio River Valley. And so it does look like some improvement in rainfall there, not expecting any kind of, you know, tremendous rainfall or flooding within that zone. If anything, it's a net beneficial situation because of some of the drier conditions here in August. I guess ideally, you'd like to see those rains from Laura rather than make a hard right. You'd like to see the rain track further to the north and impact the drier areas of central northern Illinois, and then especially in Iowa. Iowa just continues to be the driest part of the Ag Belt here recently, especially in August. And at this time, at least, it does look for this week, the rains from Laura will stay, you know, well removed from Iowa.
Is it because there's a blocking high that turns the storm someplace, or what is it that causes the turn?
Yeah, I guess two reasons here. One of which is the Bermuda high and the western extent that's going to be eroding here over the next couple of days, allowing the storm to take a more northwest track, and then ultimately when it weakens further and combines with this trough of low pressure moving into the north central U.S., that's what allows it to make a harder right. You have stronger upper level winds. Those stronger winds are stronger steering currents, and that helps to really change the track in a pretty abrupt time frame.
So the bulk of the Midwest remains dry for the next week?
Yeah, and even it looks drier compared to how things ended late last week. I guess looking out beyond the next week, that is the next main window of opportunity for more widespread rains across the Midwest. And so, especially for the driest acreage, it's really the first week of September is that primary window of opportunity for rain activity.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Todd. Thanks for having me.
That's Mark Russo. He is with Risk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois.